Jeremiah, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good, 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 good. Okay, so let's start there since I brought up the poll question and so many people thinking that maximum security, that, you know, he locks up a three-year-old championship with a victory in that race today. You're coming in with a horse that is a greatest stakes winner in Pat on the Back. We just heard the call coming out of the commercial break. What's your approach as a trainer taking on a horse that figures to be a heavy favorite like Maximum Security?
Well, I mean, I can only control what my horse is, you know, going to do. Obviously, it's a real nice field today in the Cigar Mile. So, you know, I'm just going to ask him to run his race, and hopefully it's good enough.
People might not realize that Jeremiah Englehart has saddled nearly 1,600 winners in your career. This winning big races is nothing new to you. You have several graded stakes victories to your credit. When you get ready to bring a horse like Pat on the Back up to a big race like this, you did it successfully for the Kelso two starts back. What do you do to get him ready to peak at this moment?
Well, I think sometimes it also depends on the start before. Like, you know, coming in the Empire Classic, you know, it's a little bit of a disappointment because we figured that was a race that he could win. Obviously, Mr. Buff ran a heck of a race that day, and we felt like we didn't run our race, you know, maybe running him back a little too quick. So, you know, the Cigar Mile always ends up being our goal at the end of the year just because of the timing of it and, you know, where it is and, you know, as far as him getting the winter off and a little bit of a break. But, you know, the Kelso was – we ended up running in the Kelso because of some issues that we had during the summer. So we changed plans a little bit, and that might have hurt him going into the Empire Classic as far as the rest in between races. But, you know, you try to plan – you know, like you said, if you have a race like the Cigar Mile, you kind of make a plan backwards from there. Sometimes it goes to plan, sometimes it doesn't.
He was fifth in this race a year ago. Is he a better horse today than he was coming into the race last year?
I want to say yes. You know, last year it seemed like there was, you know, the track changed tremendously last year from one race. Like, I think it was about the sixth or seventh race, and it got real speed favoring late in the day. I think it went from a back rake racetrack to a Harrod racetrack at some point. And it just seemed like the track really changed. And we ended up being the horse chasing the speed, which I didn't know if that's where we really wanted to be. But, you know, I feel like he's coming into this race really well. I've had Dylan on him twice for his works coming in. And, you know, he thinks he's as good now as he's ever been. So hopefully he runs the way I think he can.
Well, the race before the Cigar Mile, we'll just work backwards here since we started with the Grade 1. We'll go to the Grade 3 Remsen. You'll send out number 3, Cleon Jones, another New York bred, son of Tale of the Cat. Tell me about him and why you think he fits in this spot.
Well, Cleon's a horse that we always thought would get better with distance. It wasn't our first option where we were going to go. We were thinking about maybe the Springboard Mile at Remington, kind of the same path that Steve Asmussen took Bankhead on last year. But we changed when we thought there was going to be some other competition out there. So we said, well, let's stay here and run in the Remsen. And I had changed plans with Three Technique as well. So I didn't have a horse for the Remsen. And, you know, I talked with Al, and, you know, he was more comfortable staying local, and so was I. So we decided to give this race a try. You know, first time around, two turns. I've always thought he'd be a two-turn horse, or at least a distance horse. And he's just a horse that seems like he always runs to his competition. You know, he hasn't done anything extravagant, like, you know, like Independence Hall winning his last race. But he's a horse that, he's blue collar. He's gonna grind it out and hopefully get it done.
What things, when you look at Cleon Jones, make you think that he is going to be better as a two-turn horse?
Mainly the way he trains in the morning. You know, when he finishes his gallops, he seems like he's just as strong, if not stronger, than when he starts. He's never seems like he gets tired. You know, and his first race was such a head scratcher for me, but maybe it was just too short for him because he was training so well as a 2-year-old, and he just has that look too. Like, he's got that classic look to him. He's a strong horse, yet he's very athletic looking.
Did you pick him out at the sale?
Yeah, Travis Durr and I picked him out for Al Gold at I think it was the OBS April sale, maybe,
yeah,
from Eddie Woods.
Yeah, did he give you that same vibe when you first saw him?
Yeah, he was just, you know, a lot of those times when those horses you chase, you see him that first time, and that's when you know that's the one you want. And, you know, we always go back and look at the horses 2 or 3 times, but sometimes it's that first initial look, and with him it was that second and third look too. It was a horse you knew you wanted.
Talking with trainer Jeremiah Engelhart here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Jeremiah, earlier in the show, I may have actually mentioned it twice, I said that you had a horse entered in each of the 4 graded stakes at Aqueduct today. That's not true. You have 4 horses that will compete in 3 of the 4 graded stakes. And I looked very quickly at the Go for Wand, which you do not have a horse in. And number 1 needs supervision is trained by Jeremiah O'Dwyer, not Jeremiah Engelhart. Big difference.
Yeah, I actually know Jeremiah pretty well. we have the same first name, and it's actually strange even saying good morning, Jeremiah, because I don't usually get to say that very often to too many people.
Yeah, I caught myself on that one. I said, wait a minute, that's not Jeremiah Engelhart's horse. But you do have 2 in the Demoiselle, which is going to be race number 8. You'll send out Critical Value, who is number 6, and Daphne Moon. I guess maybe the name a play on the character in Frasier. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Al, who I think is tremendous with the horse's names, he always comes up with really clever names, and that's one of the characters from Frasier.
Yeah, now this is a daughter of Airdrie Stallion Cairo Prince, and Daphne Moon won her debut, came back in the Frisette, was 5th that day at odds of 3-1. Look back on that performance for a minute.
You know, to me, that race was still pretty much a head scratcher for me. I was really confident in her going into the race. I really couldn't find anything coming out other than, you know, the stumble bothered her enough where, you know, she had marked up her left ankle from, you know, scraping it on the ground. So I just feel like the stumble might have been enough that day just to kind of throw her off her game. You know, she's coming into this race very well. And, you know, she has that classic, you know, look to her too. And hopefully she'll thrive at the 1 1/8 2-turn distance.
All right. And how about your other filly, number 6, Critical Value?
Another one that, you know, doesn't seem like distance has any distance limitations. She's one of those fillies that just likes to run. You know, it's fun to watch her load in the starting gate for her races because she shows up every time. In her last race when she won Maid of the Mist, I didn't think she was going to look like around the turn she was going to run last, but she's always just, you ask her and she'll go.
Well, you're hoping all 4 horses go and go well later today. And Jeremiah, I know it's a busy day, so I won't keep you, but really appreciate the visit. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, we're going to send you a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle, and all the best later today at Aqueduct.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Best luck to you, too.